We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien for our weekly Three and Out segment, where we talk about three of the most topical things you will find anywhere. And Jeff, in the time it took me to say that one sentence, Shohei Ohtani made about $20, give or take a few pennies. He makes, with his new contract, $2.22 per second.
Wow.
$133.18 per minute. We could go right on up. An hour? I know you attorneys sometimes have good billable hours. $7,900.87 an hour. And he's making, we'll go to the top one. 10 years, $700 million. We're talking almost $1 billion a year for an athlete. Yes, he's one heck of an athlete. But my gosh, that's unbelievable, the money he's making. That, by the way, is our first item in Three and Out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Signs with the Dodgers, 10 years, $700 million. Yeah, you know, it's, I don't know if anybody was really surprised by this, that he would end up with the Dodgers, given that he was, you know, he's coming from the Angels. You know, it's the largest, I think the largest contract in, largest guaranteed contract in the history of sports. But, you know, the Dodgers probably believe they can make enough money on him with that contract. Whether,
well,
you know,
he's not going to pitch in,
he's recovering from an elbow. He's not going to pitch in 2024. So he'll just be a designated hitter, but he's still a big upgrade for them over, you know, as a designated hitter. And I can imagine, you know, the thing is, the intangible he brings is the following from the fans in Japan and buying the merchandise and everything else. So, I hope it works out. I'm one of those that remains surprised how the Angels could have both him and Mike and not do anything.
And not make the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's absolutely stunning. And, you know, I guess in a sense, it's not right around the corner, but he doesn't have to buy a new place. He could commute. I mean, he could keep the place he's been living in with, you know, with the Angels and just head over to the Dodgers. It's just, wow, the money, though, is absolutely staggering. And there'll be some money that's staggering, too, for our item two. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they don't care about winning no in-season tournament because they got the best record in the NBA. That hasn't happened before, or has it? Back with
Garnett. It's been a long time. They've sustained it for a couple of weeks now. That's the thing, is they had their winning streak, and then that ended. But they remain atop the Western Conference, and they do have the best record. I think granted, they're only 21 games in. They're 17-4, but, you know, Boston is 16-5. I mean, they're, you know, time will tell to see how they hold up. But thus far, they are holding their own and you know, playing good basketball. So, you know, we need something in this town, right? I mean, when you've got the Vikings winning, you know, with 3-0, the Wild are, you know, starting to show signs of life. The Gopher football team, you know, back into a bowl game.
Whoopee.
We need one team to actually get out there and do something.
Well, you know what, Jeff, though? We have the player with the name that is the, you know, he already's here. Caleb Williams, top recruit out of Southern Cal in the NFL, top quarterback. But it also is, are Caleb Williams the quarterback of the basketball team where he plays? Is he a forward or is he a point guard?
For the one plays for McAllister?
Yeah. That Caleb Williams.
Yeah. So side note, I've been hearing about this kid for a while. He's a guard. He's a senior guard.
Okay.
And I had heard from him because he's the great nephew of a good friend and client of mine, former Viking John Beasley. And Beasley has been talking this kid up for a year or so now. Hey, you know, our nephew's playing for McAllister and did this, did that. And yeah, so it started out, I think the Washington Post did a story this last week called The Other Caleb Williams. And now the Star Tribune did their own. So he's the McAllister has their own Caleb Williams that's doing pretty well in the basketball court.
When he, if the Vikings, then they're not going to get him. If they somehow had Caleb Williams, though, and this other one walks into a store, people are going to go nuts. Caleb Williams! If they see his ID. You'd look different in person. So that's pretty good, though. And I'm sure he's been getting hearing about it, too, when he's just walking out about around town, you know, with his, or around the campus, not around town. I'm sure his friends give a lot of crap about it.
Now, with these stories, it'll be even more.
Yeah. Well, but that's kind of, it is kind of neat, though. And Beasley was the tight end on the 69 team, right?
Yes, he was. Later went on and got them all invested in a gold mine that ultimately paid off. So,
well, that's because he has a good attorney, Jeff O'Brien. That's the reason. All right. Attorney Jeff O'Brien with our three and out segment.